Pesachim Perek Yud Mishnah Zayin Mazgulo Kos Shlishi. So now they pour him after Haggadah. He had matzah, maror. He also had Shulchan Aruch. Mazgulo Kos Shlishi Mevarach Al Mezono. Now he benches on the third kos. Rivi. Then they pour him the fourth kos. Gomer Alav Esahal. He now finishes Hal. Ve'omer Alav Birchas Hashir. And he also, besides finishing Hal, he says Birchas Hashir. The Rab brings, some say this is Nishmas, some say this is Yahaluka, Hashem, Kol Masecha, and the minhag is to say both of them, he says. Bein HaKosos Halalu, Imrotza Lishtos Yishta. Between all the Dalet Kosos, if a person wants to drink wine, he's able to drink. Bein Shlishi L'Ravi Lo Yishta, but between the third and the fourth Kos, he should not drink wine. The Rab says, why? Because we're afraid he's going to get drunk, and he's not going to be able to finish Halal between the third and the fourth Kos. So he asks, if that's the case, isn't he already drunk? Because he's able to drink whatever he wanted during the Suda itself. So he says that the wine that's drunk in the Suda is not Meshaker. It doesn't make a person drunk. However, the wine after the Suda does make a person drunk. But what about the wine between, let's say, the first and the second kos, where you didn't eat anything yet? If you're able to drink wine then, why wouldn't that make you drunk? So he brings B'Shem the Rishon, the Rabbeinu Yonason, that wine before Mazon is also not Meshaker, which is interesting. And the Rashbam says this as well, from the fact that the Mishnah was only memayit between the third and the fourth, but the first and the second, you would be able to drink.